Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 26th day of the month of Nisan, the 11th day of the Omer. Today is day 566, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. Additionally, today is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizik. It will be followed by Rabbi Weinreb fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Weinreb will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Chatufim, for the Shuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, for those who are in need of a healing, who are suffering. And Rabbi Weinreb will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are praying for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That link again is ou.org/Tehillim call. And I'd like to remind all of our dear listeners, our dear callers, if you have yet to, we are now, I believe, 9 days to the conclusion for the vote for Slate 5. And you can find a link for that at ou.org/Tehillim call. There is a link, there's a button there, and we encourage everyone, please, as we're getting close to the end here, every vote matters. Please, we need your vote. Finally, before bringing Rabbi Weinreb on, I just want to express, on behalf of the Daily Tehillim Call, express our condolences. Revitzin Weinreb, Chavi Weinreb, lost her sister just a couple of days ago, is sitting Shiva now, Rabbi Weinreb's sister-in-law, so we just want to express our collective condolences to the Weinreb family. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for all of your introduction, and especially I thank you on behalf of my wife, Chavi, for extending condolences to her and to her surviving sister upon the death and burial yesterday here in Yerushalayim, where I'm sitting, in Har HaZeisim. My dear sister-in-law passed away the day before, and Chavi is actually sitting Shiva in the next room next to where I'm recording. But I'll begin. I'll begin with a few words about Yom HaShoah, the day in which we remember the Holocaust. And obviously, there is much to say and only a limited time to say it. One of the problems I've had in my various presentations over many years in response to the Holocaust, whether on Tisha B'Av or on this Remembrance Day of Yom HaShoah, about the Holocaust, and of course, it was an unspeakable loss for the Jewish people. An unprecedented number of Jews who were killed, entire cities, entire families wiped out. In many cases, perhaps in most cases, beyond a trace, beyond a grave, beyond a graveyard. And we were all traumatized, of course, by this tremendous percentage of international Jewry that was decimated and erased from the earth, including major, major communities and Eastern and Western Europe, major, major centers of Jewish learning, Jewish institutions of all types, hospitals, schools. Tremendous loss. And again, it's impossible to cover it all, even in hours and hours of time. Among the great losses of the Holocaust, it's impossible to go through 6 million names, perhaps more than 6 million. There are those who contend that it's 7 million. And what I decided to do is to focus on individuals. Over the years, individuals who we lost, who had they lived to a normal lifespan, would have contributed an amazing amount to our people at the current time when we still need, in many, many cases, a Yeshua. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. October 7th, 2023 was in some ways an extension of the Holocaust. Among the individuals whom we lost were men and women who were visionaries, who long before the Holocaust occurred, saw it coming to one extent or another, and spoke about it, and spoke about what needs to be done as a Jewish people to somehow prevent, combat, or at least diminish the huge anti-Semitism that they experienced for centuries, really, but especially in the terrible years, the second and third and fourth decade of the 20th century. And there are some individuals who were just saw things coming and begged the Jewish people to do various things about it. Political intervention, moving out of the dangerous parts of the globe, returning to Eretz Yisrael, even if it meant all sorts of sacrifice. And in various spiritual ways, what we needed to do to build ourselves, to build up our resilience, our resistance, and our continuity. And among them was a man whose name was Hillel Zeitlin. I'd like to just introduce you to him briefly. Hillel Zeitlin was a genius of a person, not a rabbi, a Polish Jew who received a traditional Jewish education, then went on to a university and became a philosopher of note. And then gradually began to return to the tradition of his family, to the tradition of Orthodox Judaism. And he became somewhat of a mystic, an expert on Jewish mysticism, and a person who reinterpreted Jewish mysticism for what he felt were the urgent needs of his time. And he wrote in the 1920s, where he projected and saw what he saw coming with the rise of Hitler and the possible and probable invasion of Hitler into areas which were inhabited by hundreds of thousands of Jews. And he foresaw that and wrote about that, and this is documented. And of course, as much of the horrors he somehow envisioned, he couldn't even imagine what the actual facts would become and what the losses would be and what the horror and terror and open cruelty and sadism would be perpetrated upon our people. But he also had a vision of what the Jews needed to become. And he was very frustrated at what was happening in Jewish communities all over the world. And often when I think of the pre-Holocaust period and the Holocaust, I think of our current times, especially in the past almost 2 years now. We again are suffering from some of the same deficiencies that we were experiencing in those dangerous years pre-Holocaust. And he writes about that. But he writes in an optimistic way, and he realizes that the solution to all of our spiritual, political, religious, theological issues depends not upon the Jews as a massive whole, but rather on each and every individual Jew. We each have a mission, and we must fulfill that mission, because in order for the Jewish people to fulfill its mission, its message to the world, each of us has to contribute our own modest donation into this mass change of the direction of the Jewish people. And so he writes, Im Yisrael hu ha-goel ho-echod lo-ho-amiti shava'olam kulo. If our Jewish people are really the one and only Redeemer, the true Redeemer of the entire world, we have a Torah, we have ethics and morality and spirituality that we need to teach the rest of mankind. Halo alav lihiyos mukshar l'gu'ulazu. We have to be prepared to do this. Upon each of us lies a tremendous responsibility to be in some way a message and a model for all other human beings, for every nation on earth. How do we do this? Ha'am ha'goel. If we are to be the ultimate redeemer of the world, zorechu she'yigal barishon es nafshohu, each of us must first redeem his or her own self. As kedushas nishmoso, the sanctity of his or her soul. As kedushas shechinoso, the sanctity of the divine presence. How does one do this? And he speaks, and he calls for volunteers to step up and to join him in Warsaw, Poland, in the 1920s and into the years of the Holocaust, and in the years when he was trapped, imprisoned in the dungeons of the Warsaw ghetto. And he writes about his prayer to God, about how do we do this? How can we muster each individual into a power that can somehow rise above every physical and spiritual challenge that we face? And he responds at length, and I'm only going to tell you a few phrases. Hinochem, he tells us. Be consoled. Hargea, be relaxed. Lo azav Hashem es amo v'lo yazvem. God has not abandoned his people, and he will not abandon them. Lo nistalka mimeno shechinoso v'lo tistalik. In spite of everything we have gone through, Holocaust and post-Holocaust, pogroms, blood libels, accusations, mass anti-Semitism, increasing anti-Semitism, physical attacks against Jews all over the world, just about. The Shekhinah has not left us. The divine presence has and not and will not abandon us. And therefore, we have to be special people. And the way we do this is, ha'el es haneros, lift up the candles, hadber es hashoheves, intensify the flame, hadleik es menoras bosher, kindle the lamp of Moses, v'hokeim tokim amudesh, and set up a pillar of fire, asher yanche es Yisrael b'leilos lofo, that can lead the Jews through nights of darkness. This is the call, the mission that he assigned to you and to you and to me and to each and every one of us, male or female, old or young, less religious, more religious. This is the Jewish mission. At this point in time, he's writing this in the mid-1920s, but it applies so much today, so much today. And he said, this is my message to you individuals, each of you individually. Atem Yechidei ha-yechidim, you, the special individuals, Yisraeli ha-yisraelim, the most Israelite of the Israelites. Vo elai, join me. Kol echod mikem ha-koev es ha-keev ha-godol shel Yisrael. Join me in feeling the great pain of the Jewish people. Ba'asher yorash, but we are the people who have inherited es ha-chein shel b'nei melochim, the graciousness of kings and queens, the esachesed and the compassion shel ha'ovos v'imahos of our forefathers Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and of our matriarchs Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And this is why he says, "Bo elai, join me, atem asher me'einechem nishkofim ha'yisudim, you whose eyes reflect suffering, but also reflect hatikvos." Shel Shivim Odo Shel Golos, the hope of 70 generations, I think we can now say perhaps 75 generations of diaspora. This is his plea in 1925, and here it is 100 years later, exactly, and the challenge and the call and the mission and the destiny is still our duty to fulfill, to reach courageously, daringly, hopefully, and looking forward in a visionary way. This was the lesson of one individual of the 6 million. He was marched down the Warsaw Ghetto to the Umschlagplatz, to the infamous railroad station where Jews were loaded onto trains, cattle cars, mashed in to the short train ride, a couple of hours, no more, in Treblinka, and killed in Treblinka. There was no work camps or anything. You came, you entered, and before you knew it, you were dead, gassed, and burned to ashes. I personally have been to Treblinka several times, and if you visit Europe, you must see that killing camp, because there's nothing there except 10,000 stones, and each stone has a name on it, and it, and each name reflects a Jewish community by name. 10,000 villages, towns, cities, metropolitan centers, yeshivot, kolonim, and the schools of Beit Yaakov, on and on and on, the centers of Judaism, all represented by 10,000 stones. Walk one by one through each stone. You're not going to be able to pass more than several dozen before your just heart breaks with pain. And our heart breaks with pain, but also opens up to a whole array of future possibilities if we just imagine that each of us equally is responsible to take steps into the noble future of Geula, of redemption, b'mehera v'yameinu. A few words, inadequate, I know, but I promise you, heartfelt words, which I hope you can relate to and which you can incorporate into your own plans as we move forward this week, next week, from Yom HaShoah to Yom HaZikaron, and remember all of those who died in the armies of Israel on behalf of establishing the Israel state, and also Yom HaAtzmaut, the day of Israel independence, and also Yom Yerushalayim. These happy days are coming upon us. May they bloom into even happier days still, days of glory, days of total pure morality and ethics for us and for the rest of the world, in the hope of a Geula Shelema b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Now, I'd like you to follow me, and I'll recite several kapitel of Tehillim. We recite five chapters of Psalms, Psalm Chaf, Tehillim Chaf 20, Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, Tehillim 130, Psalms 130, Kuf Lamed, and then Psalm Kuf Mem Beis 142. Let's begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. You can follow along with me. Lam natzer yach mizmor ledofim Yanecho adrinoi biyom tzoro Yisagev choshem elohe yakov Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh Umitzion yisodeko Hoyizikar kol min choseho Fiolos lecho yedash en eser lo Yikein lecho kilvovecho V'chol atoscho yimale Nirano bishu osecho U'vishem Eloheinu nikol Yimale Adonai kol v'nishalo yisecho Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishiko Yanayu Mishmei Kodesho, Bikurus Yesha Yemino. Hey, Leburachel, Yay, Levasusim, Anachno, Shame, Adonai Elohei, Nunazkir, Hey, Mo, Korubno Folu, Vanachno Kamno, Vanisodod, Adonai Hoshio, Hamelech, Yanenu, Yom Koreinu. Move on to Tehillim Chof Gimel, very famous psalm, Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor. The Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Binosdeshe yarbitzeini, he lets me lie down in green pastures. Almei menuchos yinahaleini, he lets me down in green pastures, he leads me beside good waters. Nafshi yishovei, yancheini v'magle tzedek v'man shemo, gam ki yelech v'gei tzol moves, even though I wander in the valley of death, in the shadow of death. Lo iroro, I will fear no evil. Ki ato imodi, because you are with me. It's a beautiful Hasidic interpretation of that phrase. We read it, lo iroro, I will feel no evil. I will see no evil. I will fear no evil. Ki ato imodi, for you are with me. And I think it was the Sfas who interpreted it this way. Lo ira, I will not fear. I will not fear for myself. Ra, what is bad, what is evil, what frightens me is ki ato imodi. You, God, you are with me. Your good name is being sullied by what is being done to our people. And that's what I fear. Shivtecha mishantecha. Taroch lefonai shulchan eged soderoi. Dishanto v'ashem en roshi kosi revoyo. Ach tov v'chesed. Only goodness and graciousness. Yivdefuni kol yemei chayoi. Pursue me all the days of my life. Yishafti beveis Adonoi li'orech yomim. Let me live in God's house forevermore. We move on now to Tehillim Kuf Chof Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos esoinai el hehorim meyayin yavo esri. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? The interpretation of Chazal is el hehorim, to the hills? No. El hahorim, to my parents, to my ancestors, to my father and mother and grandfathers and grandmothers, going all the way back to Avram and Sarah. That's where we look. We look to those hills, mountains, giants of human beings, giants of Jews, giants of men, giants of women, who were our predecessors for centuries and centuries and millennia. We look to them for inspiration, for hope, for the daring, for the courage that they had, for the resilience, for the resistance that they were able to put up with for so many, many years. Meyayin Yovo Ezri. That's where our help will come from looking back upon our background, our tradition, our heroes and heroines. Ezri Meyim Adonai Osei Shemayim Vooretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecho. Al yonum shomrecho, hine lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. The protector of Israel does not sleep and does not slumber. Hashem shomrecho, Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecho. Yomom Hashem esh lo yakeko, v'yoreach baloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro. Lord will protect you from all evil. Yishmor es nafshecha. He will guard, preserve, and protect your nefesh, your living being. Adonai yishmor tzeisro v'echo me'ato v'ad olam. And now Kehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim k'osicho Adonai, God, I call upon you from the depths of Auschwitz, from the depths of Treblinka, from the depths of the horrible, horrible experiences of October 7th, 2023. Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the hundreds of Jews who were killed, destroyed, molested, maimed, captured, and who many of whom are still, some alive, some dead, with their bodies or live, living cells held as prisoners, not of war. Prisoners, they were all civilians. And they're all mimamakim, they're in the depths. And our hearts and souls are in the depths with them. Mima amakim, we call to God. Mima amakim k'rosicho, Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koli, hear my voice. Tihiyeno oznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Imavonos tishmur yo, God, if you're paying attention to our sins, yes, we have sinned. But Adonai mi yamod, who has not sinned? Who can possibly stand and say, I am totally innocent of all sin? There's no such person, never has been. Ki imcho haslicho l'maham tiborei, ki visi Adonai kivso nafshi v'lidvoro hocholti. Nafshi, Adonai, yishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, like people in the darkness of night, waiting to see the dawn. Yachel Yisroel el Adonai, ki Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus. With God lies redemption. Redemption from the tunnels and mire, M-I-R-E, of our enemies in Gaza and elsewhere. Behar Deim Ofedus. Freedom, redemption is with him, with a capital H. For who yifteh Yisrael, he will redeem us. Mikol Avonosav, from all of our sins. Now, the last kapitel Tehillim, which we will read together. Tehillim Kuf Membei, Psalm 142. I have a particular attachment to this psalm, because when I was in Yeshiva, Ben Yaakov Yosef, RJJ, on the Lower East Side, many years ago now, I have many, many teachers who were imprisoned, in a sense, in a safe way, relatively safe way, in Shanghai, in China, during the Holocaust, mostly from the yeshivos in which they studied in Eastern Europe and Lithuania especially. And the Kapitel Tehillim, which they said then in Shanghai, and which they taught us to recite frequently on various occasions of stress and despair, with this Kapitel Tehillim, Psalm 142. Maskir l'David, b'hiyoso v'ma'oro tefilo. It's a prayer said to a person by a person who is in a cave, in a cavern, deep in the darkness. Koli el Adonai ezok. I will scream out with my voice to God. Koli el Adonai eschanon. I will plead to him. Eshpoch lefonov sichi. I will pour out my words my expressive words. So I will tell him about my suffering. I have no one, no ally, no friend, no one recognizes me. I see no escape. No one cares about me. Zoakti elecho Adonai, I call upon you, I cry out to you, God. Omarti ato machsi, you have to be my protector. Chelki b'yeretz achayim. Hakshivo el rinosi ki dalosi mi, O God, hear my song of prayer, because I am destitute, I am impoverished. Atileni me lotfoi, save me from those who pursue me, ki umsumi many, because they can overcome me. Hotsi omi masker nafshi, take me out of this prison, lahodos eshemecha, to be able to express thanksgiving to you, to your name. Biyachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi, you are good to me. We'll now recite the prayer of Achenu. Achenu, our brothers, sisters, Kol Beis Yisrael, all the Jewish household, the Jewish family, Hanesunim Batzoro V'Shivyo, who find themselves in great distress, in captivity, Ha'omdim Bein Bayamu Bein Bayabosha, whether they are on in the sea, in ships, in boats, or they're on dry land, Amokom Yirachem Aleihem, V'Yotziyem, with the good Lord, extract us from Tzoro Lirvocha, from a straight, oppressive path to a wide open space. U'me'afelo li'oda, from darkness to light. U'mishibud l'geula, from enslavement to redemption. Hashta now, ba'agola, quickly, u'vizman koriv, in a very, very imminent time, b'nomar amen. May we say amen. We'll go on now to recite a prayer for the Israel Defense Forces, to our soldiers who are at this moment in places of great danger, but in places where they exhibit unbelievable heroism. Misheberech Abuseinu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, U'yivorech et chayolei tzevo ha'adono liYisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar atzeinu v'yorei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ליד מדבר מצרים ומן היום הגדול עד לבוא הערבו. ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. Yader son enu tachtehem, viadreim bechesa Yeshua, uvateres nitzachon. Viyukuyam bohem hakosu, ki adono yelohechem, haholech imochem, mihilochem lochem, imoizechem, laushia eschem, benomar omen. Now a special mishaberach, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avuseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Yaharon David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivorech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Ne'edorei Tzevoha Haganah Yisrael U'Shevuyov, V'Yizkol Acheinu Hanesunim B'Tzoro U'Veshivyo, V'Avor Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazeh. We have, Baruch Hashem, thousands of listeners repeating this prayer earnestly, sincerely, from the depths of our hearts. Bavur shekol hakol hakadosh hazeh, this entire holy congregation, wherever and under whatever circumstances you find yourselves. Mispalel bahavuram, we all pray together on their behalf. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yimolei rachamim aleihem, may God be full of compassion for them. V'yotziei mechoshech v'tzamoves, and take them, extract them from darkness and the shades of death. Umos Hussein Yinatek, and tear apart, tear asunder their chains. Uminsukoseim Yoshiem, and save them from their terrible distress. Yeshive Mehera Lechek Mishpechoseim, return them quickly to the lap of their families. Yodu Ladonoi Chasto, Vidiflos of the Bnei Adam, Vyikuyam Bohem Mikroshe Kosu. May this phrase from the prophet Isaiah be fulfilled. Ufaduye Adono Yeshuvon. God's prisoners will be returned. Uvaotzion Berina. They will return to Zion with song, with praise, with Simchas Olam al Rosham, with an eternal joy upon their heads. Dason v'simcha yasigu. They will pursue and achieve happiness and joy. V'nasu yagon v'anocha. And agony and desperation will disappear. Benomar Omei. and then say Amen. And finally, Mishabera for the Cholim, for the special prayer for all those who need healing emotionally, physically, medically, psychologically, because of trauma, because of wounds. Many hundreds, if not thousands, of our soldiers lie at this very moment with amputated limbs, with difficulty in seeing or in hearing, with heartbreak and pain, bereavement, widowhood, and orphaned children. We pray for the healing in spirit and body for all of those who are cholim, who are in some way ill. I will pause at a certain point and give you some time to insert, to pronounce out loud or to whisper to yourselves the names of those individuals for whom you're praying, their own personal name and the name of their, usually the custom is the name of their mothers, if you know the name of the mother, or the name of the father, if you don't know the name of the mother, or simply the person, God knows, of whom we speak. Misha Berach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivorech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Aleihem HaChalimam Ulrafosam L'chazkam u'l'hachayosam. V'yishlach lohem mehera refuah shalema min hashamayim l'chol evreihem l'chol gideihem. V'sok shior chol Yisrael. Refuah tanefesh u'refuah haguf. Healing of the soul and healing of the body. Hashna now. V'agola quickly. U'vizman koriv. In the imminent near future. V'nomar amen. And let us say amen. Thank you again, Rabbi Herman, for allowing me to deliver this message on this very, very special day of Yom HaShoah. May our prayers be heard. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. And we look forward to having you back on this program in the Yirtzeh Hashem. Please, God, in the near future, very special to have you on, especially coming from Yerushalayim. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even on Yom HaShoah. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos. Be'ezrat Hashem, the beginning of next week, we have Rosh Chodesh. It should be a month of just bracha and simcha and geula and yeshua and only good tidings for all of Am Yisrael and for the entire world. Good Shabbos.